Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm here with Justin and Tim.
How's it going, everybody?
So,
Right, guys, and this week we're back into the world of the cryptid. It feels like we just did some cryptids, but I don't remember anymore. Like the shows that we've done, I don't remember. Because we're always worried about the future here.
always.
Well,
I don't think a crossroads demon would be considered a cryptid, right? Correct.
no, that I think that would be more supernatural,
It's more in the
which.
supernatural realm.
Yeah, I think so. Because they're more. It was more spiritual stuff, I think, at that point. Demons,
Yeah.
angels, interdimensional beings. Well, that's kind of. Well, I don't know. Is that kind of cryptid?
I mean, I would think.
I think they classify cryptids as like they're like unidentified creatures.
Like some kind of mammal or
Yeah, like they're flesh and blood kind of creatures. They're not
some
like
sort of
ghosts
man,
or anything.
some sort of
Yeah.
manimal
Yeah,
type
like
creature.
man bear pig. You gotta be worried about him, man.
All right, so this week we're in urban legends, cryptids, with Slenderman. And dude, I'm gonna be honest, like everybody's heard of Slenderman. Come on, where the fuck you
Yeah,
been for the last
dude,
10 years?
he blew up for a while.
Real, he
He
kind of
was
still is
huge.
a thing in that world. You know what I mean? Like he's still kind of big, kind of a big deal. I haven't heard of another new one after him. Let's just put it that way. You know what I mean? Like I
Yeah,
haven't heard of one.
he was definitely the biggest thing to come out of that so far, anyways.
Right. So the cool thing about his story, though, is that it's not like the normal shit that I complain about constantly on the show, that everything we talk about comes from like, a billion years ago on Earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the earliest stories of all time. His stuff is actually really, really new. It's actually super, super recent.
Yeah, and
And that
you
makes
it's
him unique.
hard. Yeah, dude, especially because like when you're looking into cryptids or supernatural or whatever,
Yeah.
it's hard to like nail down when they started.
Right.
It's always like, oh, it happened sometime in the 16th century. It happened sometime in 100 CE. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Right.
Like this dude actually has a date you can go back to and find exactly when
Yeah,
he
the
showed
internet
up.
doesn't lie. Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
But this one's pretty solid, actually. Like I feel like I'm misleading with but they're actual facts. But like, I'm not trying to be misleading at all. Side question though, when you were doing the research for this, were you like just kind of envious the whole time of of what he's called? Because you are, in fact, not a Slender Man.
Now, Tim, he's talking to you.
No.
Talking to me.
Yeah, we're not
He's
talking to
talking to
him.
you.
We're not talking to him.
I thought he was talking to the chubby behemoth.
No. See, I'm tall, dark, and handsome,
I was
just like
handsome.
Slender Man,
Just like
except he's tall, dark, and
the
white, you
beefkeeper. Yeah.
know.
That's what they call you that for a reason, man. So, like I said, that is what I do like about Slenderman's story, though, is that it's not, just
It's not
hidden.
ancient.
Yeah, it's not hidden and buried in ancient stories and legends that were passed down from
And it
fucking
doesn't have,
grandpa the
telephone game
kid.
wasn't played with them and
Yeah,
all this.
exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's made up, just like the other kids, unfortunately. I really believe, you know what I mean?
Except for
I hate it.
Chupacabra, everything else is fake.
Yeah.
It's genetic experimentation is
Is
what
that what
it
that
is.
was?
Yes. If
You
you just want to
gullible?
be just the shittiest person, then yes. That's factual.
With the lamest cryptid.
It's a fucking coyote.
It's a deformed dog.
Yeah, we're not talking about giant gorilla man walking through the
Or like
woods. That's
a
cool.
giant flying owl with red eyes.
That apparently can cloak his, from human eyes and just distort cameras at will. It just fucks up the pixelation like crazy. It's nuts.
Or who likes to walk slightly out of focus in wooded areas.
Yeah. Bond, was it bound in thick fog?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the cool thing, like I said, is that we can actually thank his origins and the good old internet
Hey, good old
and
internet.
the world of creepypasta, which I actually didn't know what creepypasta was until not that long ago. I didn't know.
No, me
I
either,
mean, I didn't
man.
know that's what it was called.
Like I've heard of it. I never actually went on it until we started looking into
Yeah,
this.
I hate that term, creepypasta. I don't like it. It just doesn't settle well with me for some reason. I just don't like it. I don't like it. But the creation of Slenderman though can be attributed to one guy. And the weird thing is that like he was on this website called Something Awful, right? And essentially, it was all made up on purpose. And I don't think it was ever really meant to be taken as like a serious thing, but
yeah, as literal as it was.
Like, things happen, you know, in the world, dumb shit gets taken seriously by dumb people. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the dude's name is Eric Knudsen, and he went under the pseudonym, though, Victor Surge.
That's a cool name.
It is a cool name.
That sounds like a villain name or like a Marvel superhero, you know?
Or the spokesperson for Surge Cola. Is that a cola?
Yes.
I'm thinking of Jaws.
Yes, I don't know if it's a cola, but
it is. It
no,
is.
Surge.
Surge was
Surge real. Surge and Jolt came out, I think, around the same time.
Oh, yeah. It was Victor Surge that invented that. But I mean, Slenderman, though, does have a, like you said, it does have kind of like a birthday, essentially, that we can point to. And that was June 10th, 2009.
Yeah, this is like by far one of the most recent.
Yeah.
Things we've ever like looked research.
Yeah, I mean, and the website was having like essentially like a Photoshop contest.
Yeah, and it was like a once a month contest.
Oh, is it like
I
a recurring thing?
It was. I don't know if it still is.
Probably not now.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, they used to hold these contests all the time to see who could come up with the creepiest monster.
Oh, okay. What about like the friendliest monster? How come I want to see somebody do that? Or is that Sesame Street?
Yes,
yeah. I'd say Sesame Street. Like that's Street. Like Monsters Inc.
Like friendly monster. Monsters Inc. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. And yeah, but so like it was a contest. So you're right. I mean, Slender Man was his submission to that contest. And God, I don't know if he won, but he fucking should have.
I think he did.
Considering
this dude put in a lot of work. A lot of work.
All right, let's chill out on the.
Well, first off, the only thing I ever saw was two pictures.
Yeah,
so how hard can you work?
He's like,
well, he's
tall. He's got long arms and legs like a tall person does. what does he look like? He doesn't look like anything.
He doesn't look like anything.
But no, like this dude wrote a whole.
Man. It seems like he made it.
Can
up
you
on
describe
the spot.
Him? Nah, I can't.
And he made it up on the spot. Like that's what happened.
Yeah, he kind of wrote like a. Even the two pictures he put out, there was still Slenderman lore involved.
Well, yeah,
with him.
That was kind of the part.
He thought
of it
a lot
too.
More about it than just like I'm just gonna throw something together.
Right. Which I mean, I guess you kind of do to make like a cryptid kind of. Or supernatural type being, you know what I mean? I could see people just throwing together and making some sort of chimera of a bunch of different shit put together.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Just really lazy.
Some stupid shit. Yeah.
Right. Really lazy, I think. So what you might be asking yourself is what does Slender Man look like besides what I just fucking said? But he does look a little different, you know what I mean? So let's start with the obvious. He's a tall, slender man. You know what I mean? So if you see a short, right. fat dude.
You know what I am.
It's not him.
Yeah. You're good to go.
Yeah, that's Pudgy Man. You know what I mean? And with what some would consider like, yeah, he's got like long arms and legs, you know what I mean? But they're like abnormally long.
Disproportionate.
Disproportionate to the body. And that his arms are essentially like tentacle-like or just straight up tentacles.
Yeah, what it is that like the tentacles are come out of his back.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Like, so, in some stories, he doesn't have any. In other stories, he does. And, like, some of them are, like, they're rigid. Others, they're a lot more, like, octopus-like.
Right.
But he still got the arms.
I think the original, like, version of him, like, he didn't have the tentacles. That was kind of more like when the lore started getting added. And, you know, then there started being, like a bunch of fan art and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like Slender Man was a Wikipedia page. You just go in there, edit it.
Yeah, it's Rule 34, Slender Man.
Yeah.
Is that what you just make that up?
No, Rule 34 is if it exists, there's a porn version of it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I hope there's not one of my life. That wouldn't be very fun.
The most depressing one I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's just me sitting on the couch.
Sadly. Rubbing one out, yeah.
Doing cryptid research. Brutal. <Yeah. laughs> Well, I mean, so like, they, like I said, they could either be whatever. They're running mill tentacles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a lot like, I mean, they're described like an octopus or a squid. You know what I mean? But a lot of times they're used as like an intimidation thing, like paralyzing fear kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like the freeze you in your tracks type of thing.
Right. And I think that like real fear kind of like just freezes you in your tracks. You know what I mean? Like it's not that flight or flight. You can't fucking move. Your body like shuts down.
Yeah, just you know like what I mean? Terror.
Yeah, you're just like, oh shit. And he's either doing it for the intimidation side of it, or he's doing it to, you know, reach out and grab the prey or whatever. You know what I mean? He's gonna eat him or whatever he does.
Yeah.
What does they're not super specific about what he does after he catches them. No. It could be anything. He could tickle them. We don't know.
Yeah.
Who fucking knows? You know what I mean? But like you said, the Slenderman, he's also known for like that lack of facial feature. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like a big white head with nothing on it. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a blank slate kind of.
So I guess kind of maybe put your own, like maybe drew it that way or created that way to put your own.
Well, I think what he does is like,
when it comes to his face, like he has the eye sockets and the mouth, but they're covered with like skin.
Yeah.
So they still like they indent a little bit around the mouth and around the eyes.
Yeah, just
like, it's obvious. It's not like scar tissue or anything.
Right, right. I think what he does is like he wraps you up in the tentacles, hands you a Sharpie, and then you draw a face.
Yeah,
on him.
That's all he wants, man. He just wants someone to draw a smile on his face.
He just wants a fucking super friend.
Friendly person.
Yeah. Yeah, he just wants somebody to hang out with and play. Can't help he was
born with tentacles and no face.
Yeah.
And he's 8'9".
Yeah. This is all genetics. You know, I mean, he couldn't help that.
It's not his fault.
I'm from Croatia.
It's just Croatian albino, man. You know?
What you don't know is that 80% of Croatians look just like this. Well, you never leave America. People are weird. Other places. No. Don't go there.
You know, like, although it is believed that, like, Slenderman's face can appear in different forms. You know, it's really more or less dependent on who is looking at him and what story you're reading at the time about him.
Right. Which asshole is telling you a story that never happened?
Yeah. So it's who's ever trying to add some lore to to Slenderman, like the mythos of it.
He looked just like James McAvoy. You know what I mean? It's like you can say anything.
Yeah.
You can say anything. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean. I like this kind of story where it's like we're creating like new modern kind of mythos that'll go like our kids will learn who Slenderman is. You know what I mean? Their kids.
Yeah. Now imagine like 100 years from now.
Yeah. Some assholes like us are going to be doing a podcast and be like, fuck. Yeah. They'll be talking about stories that are made 100 years ago. Yeah. Slenderman. Yeah.
But then, like, Slenderman will come, will be like, any of the other cryptids we talked about, like, legends. There was back in the day, there hundreds of people saw this thing.
It'll expand.
They'll be talking about it. They'll be talking about him as if he's a real cryptid.
Well, I think this goes back, and I've been like doing some reading and shit. I'm like tulpas, that kind of stuff. Where like if enough people believe in it, really believe in it,
and it essentially manifest.
Creates it as a reality. You know what I mean? Like Christianity or Muslims or anything. If you believe it enough, maybe it's fucking real. Maybe the human perception has actually created something like this.
That's a scary thought.
It is.
It is a scary thought.
But
you tell me I'm going to go to hell because some other people believe in it? That's some straight bullshit right there.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, what the
fuck? I had to believe in hell. You couldn't just believe in it. Yeah, and angels and the good stuff. You had to believe in all the terrible things.
Well, maybe if you believe hard enough that hell is heaven, you just get really believe it. And then if you go to heaven,
I'll end up going to heaven.
It's like super heaven. And then
heaven will be like hell.
It's super heaven.
Yeah, I mean, like me, I'll see hell as a version of like, I'm at like a Slayer show or a Behemoth show.
Like if I die and go to heaven, I just want to be able to like pretend like I'm in Dragon Ball Z and like fight my friends. Throw like Kamehamehas at them and shit, and like do like the instant transmission thing, and like, yeah, dude, Slender Man's a Saiyan.
Yeah,
We're about to find out a little bit about him. I really hope that it's like I actually think about that more than a normal person probably should, but that'd be like so cool, man. Like hey, man,
I go to heaven and I get to become
Goku. Like fucking Super Saiyan. You know what I mean? Like you can do anything, man. You can do anything here.
Dude, if you promise me I get to go become a Super Saiyan, when I die,
yeah,
I'm going straight to church tomorrow. But it has to be like written down.
I will convert immediately.
And I will, I get to become a Super Saiyan.
And I will shun the rest of you.
I will stop talking to my entire family if you promise me I get to become a Super Saiyan.
Without even thinking about it.
I'll leave my wife, my kids.
Yeah, you can have my car, my house.
Well, I need those things. Super Saiyan has a time limit. You can't just stay that way.
True.
So I'm going to need a way to get around.
But back on topic here, away from Goku and all that. Like, Slenderman, you know, we've already kind of said it, but, you know, he's usually seen wearing like a stylish dark suit and tie.
Yeah.
When he's like, spotted. Like, kind of.
Why is that scary?
Like Men in Blacky kind of.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, kind of like that. Like something like a dude on Wall Street or something.
Yeah, because I kind of
think about like somebody wearing like a normal thing, like a suit.
Well, especially where he's spotted. You don't see him in the middle of a city. You see a tall dude in a black suit in the middle of the woods.
Yeah,
like, or something like that.
Dude that blew out his ACL playing college basketball, and now he has to sell real estate. You know what I mean? Like, it's not Slender Man.
Well, I mean, you got to think, originally, man, like, the pictures were around playgrounds, children.
That's because I think that, like, in the psyche,
that's,
you know what I mean? Like, anything that stalks children
is creepy.
Is creepy as shit.
Yeah, that's what he was going for.
Yeah, he was 100% right. Yeah, it definitely is unsettling to think about that kind of stuff.
For sure, especially when
some sort of monster watching your kids.
Yeah, especially when there's no real mention of what he actually does with them. So that leads that to the imagination.
How about this? How about this? We become part of the canon right now, and tell and say what he does with the kids. That way, it's the same fucking thing that these people are doing.
Yeah, 100%.
We're just making it up.
Yo, he
takes.
He's misunderstood. He wants
them to become Z fighters.
Yeah, to fight off the evils of the universe.
Yeah, there you go. Problem solved.
A small sacrifice for humanity will save the planet. Okay.
That's right.
Anyways, like Slenderman, a lot of times he's tied to like very specific locations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a couple things are like long abandoned,
right?
Buildings. Like buildings, it can't be recently. Yeah. It's got to be one of those overgrown, dilapidated kind of buildings.
It'd be hard for that dude to get like an apartment.
Yeah.
You usually got to show up and hand in your paperwork and prove who you are.
Like, dude, you don't have a face.
Yeah.
More importantly, you don't have a job.
Yeah, you don't have a job.
How are you going to pay your rent?
You don't pay.
How the hell? You don't have a face or a job, but you're in a $3,000 suit. Like, what the hell is this about, man?
I mean, you got to stay fresh.
Yeah.
Or the other one is, the more common one is that he lives like in forests, like deep in forests.
Okay. Yeah. Him and Bigfoot. They're hanging out.
Chilling.
Well, apparently, like, when you get further, as his story went down, mm-hmm. he has, like, a mansion out in the middle of, like, the untapped wilderness and all this. It's this whole big thing.
Then it's on Google Maps, and we can find it.
Yeah. Enough Googling, you'll find Slender Man.
Yeah.
But, you know, as... Yeah.
Somebody's put that on Google Maps. It's somewhere. You can find it.
Slender Man's house?
I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. I'm fucking 100% sure it's there.
Yeah, Google Maps, the middle of the Adirondacks.
Did you see that thing that like they did on for Google Mars, where they put like a base on there, and a guy's like, "Oh, that was an April Fool's joke," shit like that. You know what I mean?
No, I didn't,
like, people were literally finding a base on Mars, and he was like, "Yeah, I just put that in there to fuck with people."
Just to fuck with you. That's, you know, that's why you can always believe the internet.
Or is it what really happened? Or
it's not what really happened. It's all those Marines who come back saying that they, you know, they lived on Mars for 10 years protecting the settlements.
Yeah, and they fought demons, like in Doom.
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe that 100%.
Yeah, the
Doom
Rock was up there.
Is a...
Carl Urban.
Ghost of Mars.
Yeah, Doom is the beginning history.
Yeah, Ice Cube
of Mars.
Was there too. Yeah.
The Rock was there.
Everybody. The whole gang.
But yeah,
it's, if you, I mean, granted, if it's like, I don't, even if it's during the day, if you're like in the middle of the woods for whatever reason, people are in the middle of the woods, and you see like a 9 foot tall dude with no face in a Armani suit, you're like, huh, that's really fucking scary.
And then, you know, man, the suit,
I don't care what you say, like, if you're in the middle of the woods, like one of those off the beaten trail kind of places.
Yep.
Yeah. And you see a regular sized dude
in the middle of the woods, yeah,
in a fucking Armani suit. That's scary as shit, dude. Right, like, man, dude, you should not be here.
They're really taking this extended warranty thing a little too far, man. Now they're wanted to go on like a hike. they're fighting me in the goddamn woods. We've been trying to reach you, sir.
About your car's extended warranty. Like, goddamn, son. You found me in the fucking middle of the
You know what? Place. I'm going to talk to you, man. You really put in the work, man.
At the very least, maybe this isn't a scam. My car doesn't have a warranty anymore. Hold on, come on over.
Well, I own a bike.
Yeah.
Like a Huffy.
Can you hook me up?
Yeah.
Can we say it's a motorcycle?
I lost that in the divorce. Thanks for bringing it up.
But, you know, Slenderman, as he's progressed from his, you know, essentially from his birth, he's been given superpowers.
Or, Tell me more.
Honestly, dude, he could even be one of the X-Men.
No fucking way.
Like, with the amount of superpowers this dude has, like, he's an Omega mutant.
All right. All right, I'm on board.
Because one of his main abilities is the ability to teleport.
Like Nightcrawler?
Yeah.
That'd be a
like,
cool
dude, he can get into your brain like fucking Professor X.
Or he's using instant transmission to get places. Think about that.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that.
Or don't
think about it.
Yeah, or don't think about it at all.
Praise our Lord Shenron.
It's a waste of your time.
Almighty Shenron.
I mean, but he kind of like with supernatural beings comes supernatural power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if there's just like a dude, it's scary to look at, sure, but like, what is he doing? He's not really doing anything. He just stares at you in the fucking woods or from apparently Wayne Manor. You know, wherever he is, you know what I mean? So it's not like that impressive. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, not that scary.
He needs something extra.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he even has some interesting effects on those that like come in contact with him, and of course live to tell the tale about it.
Well, I mean, think about it that way too. Like, even like Bigfoot has been given superpowers in some stories where he's like, well, maybe Bigfoot can, like, he's like an interdimensional being. He can just go between dimensions at will. I'm like, that's so fucking stupid. He's a monk.
Like the dwarves from
he's an ape person.
God of War. They can just walk through.
It's so stupid.
He walks behind a tree and ends up in Yggdrasil. Yeah. Yggdrasil. Can't say that damn the tree
from the Yggdrasil.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there we go. There's the Viking reference. That was for no fucking reason.
I thought, honestly, I didn't think we'd even hit on that this week,
but you found a way, didn't you guys?
There you have it.
You found a way.
But this, you know, this effect he has on him is a phenomenon called slender sickness. And this sounds like no fun at all to contract,
which is based off Stephen King. The thinner curse. You just get really, really fucking skinny.
Yeah, until you die.
But when someone is afflicted with this sickness, right, they have bouts of rapid onset paranoia.
Check.
Delusions.
Check.
Nightmares.
Yep. Check.
And nosebleeds.
That's from the code.
As a result. Yeah. Tim's just checking off all his mental problems right now.
Yeah.
I'm struggling. I'm going to see Slenderman everywhere I go. Anybody over 6 foot, I'm going to be suspicious of.
You know, no, he's been looking at you this whole time. He's just been standing behind you.
He's standing behind me? I'm on camera.
But he has the ability to affect cameras. So, you know.
That's why I can't see him.
Yeah.
That's that pixelated area behind me.
Yeah.
Very good.
A flat earth right behind you there. Another interesting, like, quote unquote fact about Slenderman, is one we kind of mentioned earlier, that there is no canon for his origins or his motivation. So there's
no, because it was outside, just kind of created, like, someone just made it,
like,
up.
When he was created, he didn't have a motivation for what he was doing. A lot of these other creatures we talk about, there's a reason behind it. So,
well, I think he has one. I think he has canon now.
Yeah. Well, now 100%. He does.
He didn't at the time of his story creation. He didn't.
No. And I know for a fact that the dude, what was his name? Victor, whatever.
Yeah. Von Doom.
Yeah. Victor Von Doom. He said he originally got the idea.
Did you just roll with it?
Yeah, he did. He just rolled with it. Like, he's just like, yep.
It's Victor Surge.
Victor Surge.
Sounds good to me. Victor Von Doom.
That's Dr. Doom.
Yeah. I know it's Dr. Doom, but I just said, fuck it, man. I didn't remember. So I rolled with it. Hoping nobody would notice.
They probably don't.
Yeah.
That whole 15 minutes of Dragon Ball Z talk nobody got.
Yeah.
It's all right.
But the idea for Slender Man, bro, came from, and you'll enjoy this, the Tall Man. That's where he got the idea.
Oh, from Phantasm.
Yeah, with the three-piece suit.
Angus Scrimm.
Yes.
Yeah, I met that guy.
Yeah, you did. That's why I figured, you know. Sure did. Yeah, you had like a 15-minute conversation with him.
Yeah, about landscaping.
Yeah, about landscaping.
That's not even a joke. That's what really happened.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Like, he's like, what do you do? I'm like, some shit you don't want to know about? And he's like, tell me more about Bermuda grass. I was like, okay. I made up everything.
How
I said
should
to him.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
But I thought you'd enjoy that, man. Even I was like,
that's cool.
Oh no, I was like, oh no shit. I was like, yeah. I see it. That's I completely cool. See it.
Oh, I do now.
Yeah.
He is 100%. He's dressed like a mortician.
Yep. And he's tall,
mm-hmm.
pale, creepy as shit.
Yeah, or a guy that works at like a funeral home.
Yeah.
Lurch kind of looking guy.
Yeah, basically.
But, you know, because he doesn't have, like, he has an origin, but he doesn't have, like, a supernatural origin. You know, he doesn't have any. This leaves a lot of, other aspects of his character,
mm-hmm.
like, open to interpretation.
Okay.
So, you know, aspects such as his habits, his abilities, and even his appearance, you know, they vary wildly from experience to experience, story to story.
I don't get that part of the story.
No.
His appearance is very laid specific. Out. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like very well laid out, but it's laid out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, where, I mean, it's 100% late. Like, it's
this is what he looks like.
This is what he looks
can't
like.
Change it. That's what he looks like.
But they have a story they want to write. And
yeah. Which is, I was
the way he looks doesn't fit the story.
You're right. That's fair.
Now,
so,
yeah. Now, when you leave it into, you know, whatever that genre's hands, and people are writing their stuff, their fan fiction, or whatever you want to call it about it.
Yeah.
Like you said, man, now it's going to be what they think he should look like.
Right.
Or how they would, you know, perceive him if they were to originally, you know, create him, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, but I feel like it, like, kind of, like, pollutes it a little bit. You know what I mean? Because it's like, the dude created a story and a character. Now you're making it different. That's like if you took Freddy Krueger and put, like, a fucking, you know,
chainsaw on his hands.
Like or the hockey mask on him.
Yeah.
Like, you can't change it. Like, that's how he looks.
Because you could have held your whole story without having to change anything about the appearance of him.
By the way,
told you.
Yeah.
Holy
rule
shit,
34.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, type in rule 34 Slender.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But I got to clear my search history. But just in case you
just
don't
like
watch
you had
the video, because I'm never going
to
put it up, apparently. Yeah. Slenderman does have a channel on Pornhub.
That's hilarious.
Good for
that. I'm not surprised about.
Good for
you. I told you, dude.
Rule 34 is 28,000 followers.
Wow.
I just made that up. I don't know if you really did.
No. I was going to say, I wouldn't doubt it.
Boy, I wasn't questioning it at all.
I'm a decent man. I didn't click into it.
No, he'll wait until we stop
done.
Recording.
I definitely didn't.
I got some
put
deep,
it on my list.
Deep research
must,
I got to do.
Watch. Stay for laters.
Unfortunately, though, man, there is one aspect of Slender Man that stays like fairly consistent through all these retellings of him.
All right,
and you know the stalking him and terrorizing him and trauma, all this,
right?
Is that he like children, stalking and abducting children is the one thing that stays consistent.
Yeah, I don't like that part of the story. But I get it.
But, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. With children disappearing.
A real monster doesn't go after full-grown adults. You know, he goes
I
after
feel them. Like it's lazy
He goes after
writing.
The easy prey.
It was lazy writing. But
yeah,
at the same
like
time,
it's
not like he was submitting it to the fucking, you know, the New Yorker.
Yeah.
But
it was something
even
awful.
Think about it, dude. Like,
.com or whatever. Yeah.
The first Freddy movie. Going after nothing but teenagers.
Yeah, but that's because they're horny.
It's fuck. Yeah. But what I mean is, like, a good monster doesn't go after...
Bullshit. Jason Voorhees goes after
teenagers.
Naked teenagers in the woods.
Yeah. Essentially kids.
Michael Myers does.
Michael Myers. But,
like, what makes Freddy him Kruger. Even scarier, though, is that he's not going after people like that. He's going after
kids.
The weakest, you know, exactly. The easiest to prey.
Right.
And just makes them disappear.
Okay. All right.
Like, even like the first, you know, quote unquote photo of Slenderman had ominous undertones.
Well, it was made in quote unquote Photoshop.
Yeah. So
I guess it is.
But still, you mean like, but yeah, there was actually a state, like a quote on attached with the photo.
Okay.
And it said, "We didn't want to go. We didn't want to kill them. But its persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comforted us at the same time." 1983.
Hey,
photographer unknown, presumed dead.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about. Like, this dude didn't go,
not a bad
I'm gonna make it as a, this showed up, this, like, he went back 20-30 years to set up its
right
backstory. But
the best part of it is that he didn't go back to the dark ages.
Yeah, he just went all the way back to 83,
and I can really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So let's just think about that time frame in human history one more fucking time. So I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, I'm sure the dude that wrote this probably said, "Let me send it back to the dark ages, all the way back to 1983.
And somebody like me walked in.
I'm pretty sure the dude who created it.
Don't do that.
Age. Yeah, exactly. He's probably y'all's age.
No, he's older.
Think so?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's in his 50s.
That was 13 years ago.
And he was, you know, and he's old enough and cool enough to like Phantasm. So,
yeah. Oh, fuck, man. You're right. That sucks.
Soon after Slender Man was conceived, his story went viral all over the internet.
All over the internet?
All over the internet.
All right.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me all over the internet?
No. What I'm saying is it was all over the internet.
Oh, it went fucking ham sandwich on the internet. That's what happened.
And this would spawn a number of stories associated with this character.
As it typically does.
Yep. And for you, Tim, even referring him back to the 16th century journey.
God damn it.
So
it's always the 16th century, and it's always the Germans.
I was waiting for him to bring it up.
Yep.
Always the Germans.
The fucking Germans in that goddamn 16th century.
Oh, dude, that's not a joke either. There was a few people with like degrees
who in were what? Being
like medieval
16th century Germany
history and whatnot.
Like, I have a degree in literature. Science.
No, but the way they were saying was like, oh yeah, no, all this is a retelling of so and so from way back when.
The guy didn't know that.
One lady.
It's a coincidence.
There was one lady who even went as far as like, Slender Man always has existed. He's always been there, but and his like presence forced Victor Surge, like not forced, but like coerced him into making Slender Man like a real thing.
Yeah, and then she tried to sell you some crystals
because they're probably she probably lives in Mount Shasta.
They're gonna heal your fucking rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah,
get out of here.
And if you tell me Slender Man made him look slightly like,
but, yeah, like his presence,
get that fuck out of here.
Yeah, like his, so like stupid. He's always been there, and like the magic of Slender Man.
I like to keep an open mind.
This dude into like bringing him to the forefront of people's minds.
Right, I think it's good. I think it's a good idea to have an open mind. But Jesus Christ, there's such a thing as being too open minded.
Yeah.
That's wide open minded.
Well, yeah, just being downright fucking gullible.
Yeah, not even gullible. That was your idea. Yeah. Nobody else even said it. You're believing your own shit that's coming out of your mouth. Like, nobody else convinced you of it. You said it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm the one who invented them.
There's another story too that Slender Man was part of the SS.
Like, I mean? The black suit.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you can take this anywhere. I guess
you can take it at any time point. In Germany.
Well, you know what's funny, man? When he brought up the 16th century shit, I did see pictures of, like, remember them old school wood carving pictures from like the 16th century of like death
Oh yeah, okay.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Like the four horsemen kind of thing.
Yeah, like the real macabre shit.
Right.
And you know, like there was a couple of a tall dude, you know, with no face. But then the dude who posted him said, you know, yeah, I changed the drawing from the original wood carving drawing where there was a skeleton, but it wasn't fucking 9 feet tall and looking at him from the, you know, looking inside from the outside. He changed, you know what I mean?
So he made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically kind of just to give it more credibility. Because, you know, but people believed it, man. Like they thought, you know,
that's because they stopped at the picture. They didn't actually read what the dude was saying about it.
Yeah.
They saw the picture and went, that's fact right there, and then moved on.
Those are the same people that pay $400 for the box of a PlayStation 5 on fucking eBay.
Or a picture.
You don't read a picture of the box.
Yeah.
You don't even get the box.
Yeah.
you're already going to give me an empty box, but then you sent me a picture of an empty box.
Yeah, just fucking hit print, buddy. There's your print.
In a box? In like a regular box? I mean, at least there's a box involved. Yeah. But you don't read. Yeah. You got to read. It's super important to read.
Like, you know what I find hilarious about this one, man, is no matter how many times it's been reiterated that this was completely made up, people still trying to connect it
to something real
from back in the day. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't think the guy was possessed by the spirit of Slender Man to write a story on an obscure website.
Yeah.
Create image in Photoshop. I mean, think about what you're saying. You know what I mean? Anyway, all right, let's go back to my favorite place. Let's go back.
But anyway, back in 16th century Germany, there was another, you know, there was another entity, I guess you would call it, by the name of Der Grubmann.
Oh yeah, that's the dude that Bruce Willis threw out of the building.
I thought that name sounded familiar.
Yeah, that would be Hans Grubmann.
Oh,
that's his brother.
Yeah, this is kid brother.
Yeah, Der Grubmann shows up in
all the Grubmann
in the second one in the sequel.
But he's got a similar story arc. This character, you know, also targeted children and young adults, and he was also known for driving these young people insane, and then have them act on his behalf to fulfill Slender Man's wishes and goals, which was of course mainly abducting children.
Right. This also sounds like a tall ass Hansel and Gretel situation.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I'm sure it wasn't like the syphilis or something.
Wasn't that fucking German too?
Yeah, it was.
Of course it was.
Oh yeah,
I don't really have a thing against stories like fairy tales come from.
Germany.
I don't have a thing against German people. I just have a thing against their entire fucking history and lineage. But like, I know German people and I like them.
Germans, I love you, but I hate everything about you.
But the thing is, and now I'm worried to pop open that Pornhub link because it's probably a fucking Shiza video of Slender Man. I'm a little nervous now. I can't handle duty. Like, I can't do it.
I mean, honestly, though, ask yourself, has a German folklore ever ended well?
No, none of them did.
Nope, they always ended terribly.
I can't think of a single culture
that every story does that.
I guess they're like
lessons to be learned, you know what I mean, but even in like morals, the good lesson, like in Hansel and Gretel, they're like, well, we just kicked her into an oven and cooked her to death, but we got away.
We also committed murder.
I mean, granted, you were going to be eaten by a cannibal lady in the woods
in a candy house.
But you still committed an act of atrocious murder.
Yeah.
And that's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, make sure you get away with it.
If an old lady's going to put you in the oven, kick her in instead.
Yeah. Make sure your atrocity is by the most painful way possible.
It's a good lesson for the kids.
Yeah. It keeps them out of the woods.
Yeah. How about this? Don't go into a house made out of fucking candy. Because that's fucking
weird. That would be the first.
That's weird. But another hag outside.
Yeah.
Why is that not immediately terrifying to a child?
I don't know, a house made of candy.
Like, oof, we'll go check it out.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, man.
Hey, man, you gotta
don't go in there.
Back then, they were just happy to get food, period.
I bet you that was like, I wish I could have went and saw the movie Hansel and Gretel in theaters when that came out. Like, you just see Preppy yelling out in the fucking audience, yelling at the kids not to go in there. Yes. Like you're doing all horror movies that you go see in theaters.
Don't do it. But later on, man, on a web series called Marble Hornets.
Hey.
The idea of proxies was introduced as a possible vehicle for Slenderman to carry out his nefarious deeds.
Right. Well, I guess at this point, it's alleged nefarious deeds. Again, it could be a great time. We don't know.
Yeah, because it's never really defined.
Who knows?
What he does. But proxies would essentially be the slaves of Slenderman. So, I didn't know he needed them. I mean, if he could teleport and all that.
Well, he's like, I guess that's the part of his other latent ability is that he can control minds, too. Mm. He mind freaks them, and then they go out and do all this stuff.
Yeah. God damn, you can dig it, Chris Angels.
Yeah. It's like an army of David
Blaine. It's all an illusion.
They're all doing street magic. And they scare the kids into the woods.
Yeah. Because their magic is so bad. It's like, fucking, I'm out of here.
Have you ever seen close-up magic?
Just terrible. Follow me. What?
He also steals her watch while he's talking to them. They don't even notice.
Yeah. Slenderman's got like a whole fucking wrist full of Rolexes.
Yeah, he's also like robbing these kids simultaneously.
Yeah. They're like a little gang of thieves.
Wait. Okay. All right, go on. Tell me more.
But apparently, Marble Hornets also presented the idea that Slenderman could interfere with audio and video recordings, which is why clear video evidence of the creature has never been captured.
Yeah, that's why.
That's like cryptid supernatural 101.
Yeah, it is. For sure.
Yeah, except chupacabras.
Yeah, no, they're camera clear. Whores. Yeah. Yeah, they love the camera. Right? They love it.
Man. They're attention horse too.
Yeah, it's like they take a picture and it's like a UFO.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They love the limelight.
Yeah.
Also, Marble Hornets does not seem very aerodynamic.
Well,
no.
Well, it's a
it's a cool name though. I do like it.
It's like an indie film. There's like two people work on it or something like that. Or at the time.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a movie. I thought it was something.
No, like I think
wasn't it supposed to be kind of like found footage type stuff?
Yeah. It was kind of going off the Blair Witch stuff.
Yeah, but
I think I Marble Hornets was
which was done.
Oh, it's a web series. The production. It's a web series. Yeah,
it's a web series.
Yeah.
But of course, they can interfere with audio and video.
Okay.
And
next thing you're gonna tell me, Bigfoot can do that too.
He can. Yeah. Haven't you seen all the pictures of him?
That's why the chupacabra
clears
the real one because he doesn't. He wants you to know he's out there.
Chupacabra is the fucking Bono of fucking cryptids. Got here with that.
Oh, that's a fucking.
You're gonna come at Bigfoot like that. You better come a little bit fucking better, pal.
Yeah,
I can't wait to do the research on chupacabra.
Oh my god!
It'd only be for your self gratification because I fucking will not do an episode on the chupacabra. I will not do it. I can't now.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Is that a spite? Just be like, nah, dude.
Well, I mean, I do hate his fucking guts, but like, I mean, now I'd be all the shit I've talked, I can't possibly do one. And at least talk about him in like an unbiased manner now.
Yeah. Like with the possibility that it could possibly exist.
It'll be an hour of me and him arguing over it.
Yeah, well. And me just laughing.
Yeah. Way to contribute.
Yeah. One believes it so much and one thinks it's the complete crock of shit.
Man, this new episode of Chupacabra even had a laugh track. I don't know.
They're really stepping up their production value.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the way to go.
They are some desperate men. They just want anybody to laugh at the dumb shit they say.
Like a little bit of the left, a little bit of the right.
Yeah, but, way to play defense, buddy.
Yeah. just kind of ride the middle.
Yeah.
See where it lands. But thanks to the Marble Hornets people.
Yeah.
They were the ones who brought us the Slender Man symbol.
Mm.
Which is an X with a circle around it.
Whoa.
He took the X-Men symbol.
He took the fucking X-Men logo, gave him the fucking new X-Men superpowers, and then called it a supernatural creature. That's rock solid.
I mean, it became a common element in the modern Slender Man legends, so it must be true. Because Creepypasta says so.
Yeah, and I believe everything it says.
You just like it because it's got the word pasta in it. You fucking.
No, I don't like pasta. Actually, wrong bitch. You know that full well.
Yeah, all the times I've had you over to and try to shove pasta down your throat.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you coming over? Yeah. What are you having tonight? Spaghetti.
Nah.
No, I'm going to tell him something different so he comes over and then give him spaghetti. Then
force it to him. Like, fuck it, you're here now.
I'll put it inside of a fucking taco shell. I bet he eats it.
No, if it's still pasta, I won't
do it. I'm sorry, a gordita.
No, won't do that either.
You won't fucking know, will you, until you take that first bite.
And an additional fact about the Slender Man encounter stories is that they are purposely, I fucked that up completely.
What?
Left unresolved.
A word that you should say on at least a couple times a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Purposely.
Yeah, purposefully.
Purposefully left unresolved as the victim's fate is concerned.
You got to break it up into the regular words.
Yeah.
What are you? A perp. That's the root word.
And hose.
Yeah, fully. There you go. And then fully.
Yeah.
Perp hose fully.
Purposefully.
And now he's stuck in. Purposefully. Right. There we go.
Unresolved with the victim's fate. The dentures keep coming
detached from his gums.
These are real for now. But, you know, it's like their fate is, you know, it's unresolved, man. Whatever happens to the victims. You know,
which I think is a cool aspect, though, actually. Like, no kidding around. Yeah, I think that is kind of neat.
To your imagination.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a pretty clever thing to have done. Like, it seems obvious now, like, in retrospect, looking at the story. But I do think that, like, in the time of the creation, like, hey, we're just never going to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Because now it leaves it open.
What he does with his victims.
Right.
That's a way better, like, a way better story, honestly, than just being, he tortured and killed him. Well, there's 1,000 stories out like that.
Well, this reminds me, Tim, you're going to like this, of when the original guy that played, Leatherface, said that when Rob Zombie gave Michael Myers a backstory, he ruined the character. Gunner. Yeah, Gunnar. I think it's Gunnar Hansen. Yeah,
he's Gunnar Hansen.
And he did absolutely nail it on the head because Rob Zombie is an absolute piece of shit, and he's ruined a lot of things for me. And that was one of them.
I hate the new Rob Zombie movies.
Man. I love when Devil's Reject.
When you cast Kane from WWF as your main fucking villain, and you put a mask on him, it's not going to be good.
Tyler Mane.
Is that Kane's real name?
I don't know. But that's who played Michael Myers.
Then who the hell are you referencing then?
But Kane, I do know that's who played Michael Myers.
He was like Undertaker's cousin or something.
Yeah, he was like his brother.
Was it his brother? Like his
brother or some shit.
Yeah, I didn't know if they went like the obvious that's his brother route or not.
Yeah, they did.
I was an NWO guy. I don't really know much about WWE.
Yeah, I was more of a UFC guy.
Yeah, Sting myself.
Let me just say this. Fuck you.
All right.
I love Devil's Reject.
About what? Okay.
More just in general, honestly.
Yeah, just in general. Like, I love House of 1000.
I just want
courses.
You to know. Fuck you.
I thought he did the first Halloween he did, I thought was great. The second one sucked.
Let's just say that they're all shitty, and then we'll all be happy.
I enjoyed them.
Moving on.
No accounting for taste. No accounting for taste.
But unfortunately, not all stories involving the Slender Man.
Right.
Or a work of fiction.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man. Some people took this story way too far, and lives were put in jeopardy.
Yeah, that's to put it mildly.
Would it be considered like final jeopardy?
You know what? I guess I would say so.
All right. Everything's on the line here.
Yes, it is.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Because on May 31st in 2014, a 12-year-old girl named Peyton Lautner, right? She was stabbed over 19 times because of the Slender Man story and the proxies.
Oh, I was about to say, so what? But now you mentioned Slender Man. Now, okay, I'm on board. I'm listening.
Well, this whole thing was due to the introduction of the proxies for Slender Man.
Oh, okay.
Because on the night like before the crime, mm-hmm. Peyton was at a birthday party, like a sleepover.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
After a night of like going, her and her friends, they went to the roller rink.
So this is a true story.
Yeah. Okay. From this point on, it's like real life.
Oh, okay.
And she went to the roller rink with her friends, Morgan Geyser,
mm-hmm.
and Anissa Weir, I think is her last name.
All right.
And Morgan and Peyton had become like those who became best friends back in fourth grade in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Well, there you go. That's how you know it's true, because nobody in their right mind would write a fictional story and base it in fucking Wisconsin.
Yeah. No, like this story is actually all over.
I forget Wisconsin exists most times. It's like one of those states Wisconsin you don't ever think really about.
Do a whole lot.
The Dakotas, Idaho, any of the Midwest. Yeah. You kind of forget exists.
Well, this was like a huge.
Montana. Like, who the fuck court remembers case. Montana's around? Nobody.
This was a huge court case because of how old everybody was during the time. Like how old all the girls were.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they were what? 12?
They were all 12, 13 years old. Like they were real young.
Gotcha.
And Anissa, you know, she entered the friendship circle like later on. And all three of them became like a tight knit group.
Right.
Of like pretty much overall seemingly normal, like 12-year-old girls.
Okay.
And after some time, like Anissa and Morgan, they became convinced that they had to sacrifice Peyton to appease
Satan.
Slender Man.
Yeah.
Six of one.
Close.
A boy can dream.
Yeah.
They both, because these two, see, here's the problem that like with the proxies, which is where this really comes in.
Right.
They were both under the impression that they had no choice but to offer Peyton as a sacrifice to him.
Oh, so it was like a her or them kind of situation?
Yeah, pretty much. It was either give Slender Man Peyton, or he was going to end up killing both of their families.
Whoa, buddy.
I mean, that's fucking extreme.
Yeah, okay. That's going hard in the paint.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
You offer me your friend. Offer me one person, I'm going to kill like
30.
Upward of 40 people.
Yeah, 30 or 40 people.
Yeah, man, but you got, you know, like, but this is what I was
saying. You remember your Nana? Nana's dead. If you don't do this.
Yeah.
Well, originally, these two, they lured Peyton into the nearby woods under the guise of playing a game of hide and seek.
Well, I mean, I guess that's something a kid would believe. Hey, let's go in the woods.
Yeah, a bunch of 12-year-old girls. Yeah, let's go play hide and seek.
Who also think they're best friends.
So yeah, no reason to think your friends are going to stab you.
Zero concern about this.
Right.
Literally try to kill you.
Yeah.
And before they even got to like attack her, they originally tried attacking her in the bathrooms.
Huh. Oh, like the park bathrooms?
Yeah.
Kind of thing? Okay.
Yeah, like they actually attacked her in the bathrooms and then somehow managed to convince her that, we're sorry, we didn't mean it, this whole thing.
I mean, that's what happens in park bathrooms. You get attacked.
Well, yeah. You should see that coming.
If you're the lead singer for what was it? Wham? You have sexual encounters.
Yeah. In the bathroom.
Well, after getting attacked the first time, she still actually agreed to go play hide and seek, which I think at that point I might've went home, but you know.
Yeah, me too.
Mm.
But what happens is that they wrestle her to the ground.
Yeah.
Where they think no one's going to see her, no one's ever going to find her.
Right.
And Anissa and Morgan begin to argue over who would perform the stabbing.
Was one of them more into it than the... Or like...
Yeah, one of them...
Or was it like a mutual... They were fascinated by it, and they needed...
But when it actually came down to it...
Yeah.
they were both skittish. They neither one of them wanted to be the one that actually killed her.
Yeah, but I think Morgan was the one that was more into the Slender Man and kind of got Anissa into it.
Like convinced her that it was.
Yeah,
all three of them were legit. Really big into the creepypasta monsters and the scary stories.
Okay.
And all that.
Okay.
But yeah.
If that's the case, though, like, wouldn't you think they know that, hey, this is like mostly made up shit? Because, I mean, if you're in that circle often, I mean, don't you like know?
You know, man,
the idea behind
I think they started like idolizing.
Oh, Slenderman. Okay. Okay.
Is what it actually ended up becoming.
Almost like a blind worship kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Like, because I was wondering the same thing, man. I was like, well, they found it on Creepypasta. So they know it's good. They know it's fake. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I do think some of the creepypasta stuff is based off of like alien and you know, abductions. Like
ghost stories.
And ghost stories and shit like that. So
it's just
not
it's reskinning too far. Old stories.
Yeah, it's not too far out of that realm, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan would have actually ended up being the one who would do the stabbings with she had a 13 centimeter, that's a huge knife.
I don't even know centimeters as a length. Like, what is, how big is that?
I think it's a standard issue, like steak knife.
Standard issue knife? What do you mean standard issue?
Standard issue stabbing knife,
yep.
You know.
The minute you get a roommate, you get a 13 centimeter kitchen knife in the mail.
It's almost a 6-inch knife.
Okay.
It's 5.11 inches.
Oh, so you crunched the numbers.
Paranoid.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, Google.
Way to be on the ball there, bud.
Well, yeah, while she's stabbing Peyton, she's whispering in her ear that she was sorry.
Oh, she didn't mean that.
No.
I've never once stabbed somebody and apologized to
them. You don't stab.
Not meaning anyways.
I've stabbed tons of people. I've never once apologized for it. Yeah.
Especially 19 times.
If I stab you 19 times, I'm not sorry.
Well, I'm like, when I was stabbing this one dude in the stomach, he's like, oh my God, you're stabbing me in the stomach. I said, I'm sorry. And then I started stabbing him in the chest.
Yeah. Sorry. I thought you'd be dead by now. Let me move up further up up your body.
I mean, in hindsight, that made
more
sense.
She's hearing that the old horror movie stabbing sound.
I mean, that's like beating somebody with a bat and every saying you're sorry every time you swing it.
Yeah, you're denting my bat. I'm apologizing to the bat.
It's just like, damn skull. I'm sorry, I'm beating you to death. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
but honestly,
I know you're supposed to be my friend.
That blows my mind.
Against all odds, though, Peyton barely survived this attack.
Tough little girl.
Yeah, well, from her words of it, she was ready to just lay down and accept it. And something in the back of her head said move, and she was able to crawl to somewhere
Slender
where
Man.
I think it was a jogger was able to find her.
It was a psychic jogger?
No.
Put that in her head?
No, like in the back of her mind, she heard move like that.
Bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
But she was able to actually crawl. Yeah, she had Luda in her.
She had her AirPods on,
yeah.
AirPods, I don't think existed then, did they? But she was actually found by a jogger.
They can be because this is all made
is
up.
Fake. Yeah.
Well, not this. This is real.
This is real. Fake. Yeah. She was able to be found by a jogger who was able to, you know, call the ambulance and get her over there.
Sure.
And
well, thank God for that, man.
Dude, like the knife barely missed her heart by the width of a human hair. That's essentially how she survived.
That's like a millimeter, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if that.
It like the back of the knife probably grazed her heart as kind of close.
Will you crunch those numbers too? Because what is millimeters and inches? Is that 0.00?
I'm not doing that.
All right.
You can do that yourself. I'm not about to be like, yeah, it's 0.00000001.
No, but you'll go on this 5-minute rant about how you're not going to fucking do it. It would have been done by now.
Yeah. But.
Spoken like a true asshole, buddy.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes, it is. Well, Anissa and Morgan did end up. They got arrested for it because she survived. Because as soon as she woke up, she told them exactly who attacked her.
Yeah.
Well, that, and I know they were caught like, 5 hours down the road or something.
Yeah, it wasn't very long after
they were walking to, weren't they looking to go into the woods and go to Slenderman's mansion.
Yeah, I think they thought it was time to. Well, no, that's where their proxies end up, is at, yeah, at Slenderman's mansion.
Jesus Christ.
They were both arrested, and they both got convicted of attempted murder.
Let me tell you something. I watched a video on it, like some videos on this, about this case.
Yeah.
And that chick is a psychopath.
Which one?
Phonogenically insane.
Morgan.
Morgan?
Yeah, she's a psychopath. She has zero remorse at 12 years old. Now, granted, eventually they, you know, they found out she was schizophrenic.
Oh.
And I guess it ran in her family because her dad was schizophrenic, but he kept his shit in, you know, in check with medication.
Oh, I thought he was a proxy for Slenderman.
Now, there's no stories on what happens when you grow up.
But the chick's like a legit psychopath, man. I mean, to be 12 years old and have zero remorse.
You become one of the black-eyed kids.
Yeah, I mean, just soulless and empty.
That's what happens. That's how we create black-eyed kids.
Yeah, Slenderman did it.
Well, Anissa was sentenced to 25 years in a mental institution. And Morgan was sentenced to 40 years
in a
mental institution.
But that's a cakewalk, man.
Yeah. Well, Anissa was released.
Comparative to what they should have experienced.
For sure.
She only served 3 years of her sentence and was released in 2021. And Morgan is
justice
still
is served.
Yeah. And Morgan is still in it now. But she's trying to get the sentence repealed. I as of right now.
No, I mean 40 years, bro, of doing the Thorazine shuffle.
Well, when you're in there talking about Slender Man like you're fucking Charlie Manson,
yeah,
I don't think they're gonna let you out.
Yeah. Then I guess, I mean, like I seen an interview, like some doctors were saying, like, you know, was like even going like further back, like she was seeing like delusions and you know what I mean, like this chick was legit fucked up.
Jesus.
And I think it was more mental, but I tell you what, man, in that video, I never seen a 12-year-old girl so cold. And unremorseful.
Well, that's because they thought.
You ever see one fat shame of a fucking like classmate?
Nah, but I can imagine.
There you go. There you go.
But at least the other girl was crying.
Just go.
That's because she got caught. It wasn't because
she
was sad about it.
Women are heartless.
That's because these two honestly thought they were going to kill Peyton.
Yeah.
And Slenderman was going to take him away to his mansion, where they were going to be his servants. That's
and
what
they
thought
never,
was
going
to
happen.
Are they going to Epstein Island? Where is this mansion? Is it in the Bahamas?
In the middle of the woods.
If it's in the Bahamas, we're in big
trouble.
It's in
a different dimension.
Yeah, Slenderman captures all these kids, and then politicians show up, party.
Yeah. Like the Clintons and DiCaprio and, you know.
That's what the Bilderberg
Tito's
thing is.
Oh, no. Is Leo there?
No, that's what I'm understanding. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, it's somewhere in the Bahamas.
Yes.
That's where it is.
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, I'm happy that these fucking kids are put away.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, I'm not. I honestly don't think 3 years was enough.
No.
Well, because I was clearly premeditated.
Yeah,
you know, they planned on murdering her.
Right.
100% they did.
Like that wasn't
clear,
like,
though,
we got into a fight.
He was gullible and the other chick was. I think that you reach like a certain, like when you're so crazy, you become convincing.
Yep.
You know, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you're
like,
so fucking insane. They're like, you know what? Like, you wore me down. I believe everything you're saying.
Yeah, just fuck it. Let's roll.
They're so insane and they believe it so hard that, I mean, you mean, I tell my kids shit that's not true all the time. I lie right to them. Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
Yeah, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. Mommy loves Daddy. Daddy loves Mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell that lie on a daily.
but like, if I'm not mistaken, man, I think the Morgan girl was more, you know, the aggressor.
I
with
think
this
she
whole
was
thing.
Like the ringleader of
she was kind of the ringleader.
Yeah, if she would have made it 10 more years, she'd have started a cult.
Yeah, she could have. Slender Man cult. And I think the little girl. You know, the other one, Anissa, and I think Peyton was kind of involved with the whole Slender Man thing, too.
Well, yeah, they were
but, like,
all
they
three
wanted
of them
to belong
were big
so bad. You know what I mean? They just wanted to be friends and belong so bad. They're just like, they'll fucking believe anything.
Yeah.
Well, all three of them were big into that world, like the horror genres.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
They
I mean,
love
the
going on
stuff,
the creepypasta.
Yeah, that is like a more, it's like a hip thing to do now. for kids. Oh God, man, I sound old.
It couldn't be because you're getting old. Because
it's a hip thing to do.
It's a hip cat thing to do.
That's a rad thing to do, man.
That is a fucking tubular experience. It's fucking radical.
Tim's 2 seconds away from saying, "All right, let's cheese it."
Yeah. 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 Join us next week. Be there or be square. God. All right, everybody. That's Slenderman. Are we done?
Yep.
Yeah, I think
right,
so.
Very good. I mean, it's a cool story. I mean, I do kind of wish that it was like, well, not that he's like abducting kids, but like the creature itself existed. I think that would be cool, but it's an internet thing, man. But like, again, like if I do think there's something to that, you know, that unconscious belief that if enough, you know, if you believe it hard enough,
enough people believe it,
perception is reality. You know what I mean? Kind of deal.
Yeah.
But well, thanks for joining us. We love you very much.
Yeah.
Every one of you. If you haven't, go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this fucking thing. And 5 stars.
Yes, please.
5 stars, goddammit.
We'd appreciate it.
I'll take a 4. But
I'll
really
I'll take any
5
stars, honestly, at this point.
No, I don't give us a 1. Don't listen to him. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Give us a 5. Hey, at least it means we had a listen.
Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at Gamma Ray Podcast. If you like it, share with your friends. If not, I don't care. Just keep listening. Who cares?
Yeah.
Very good. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week.
See y'all.
All right. See y'all.
Bye.